You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Creating powerful resources is much simpler than you think. Why did I become an executive coach? I saw lots of great people fail to get ahead at work, while their much less talented peers blew right past them. That made me furious, but also curious. What were great people getting wrong? It came down to helping them re-examine what drove success and then helping them make critical shifts, one hard truth at a time.
Feel like you're doing everything you were told, but you're not moving ahead at work nor having the impact you seek? Then welcome to 97% Effective with Michael Winderoth, where we skip feel-good, happy talk and engage experts in pointed conversations about what it really takes to move the needle at work and your career. So if you feel stalled or frustrated, or seek that extra edge as you move to the next level, then look no further. This is the Hard Truths Playbook you never got.
Hi, I'm Michael Winderoth, and you're listening to 97% Effective. One of my favorite quotes on power from the American writer Alice Walker. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. If you feel you don't have power or influence, this episode is for you. We're going to share how to create valuable resources that build and expand your power and influence that can be used to propel you, those you care about, and serve your larger causes. And the best part, these resources can be created on your own, through work, and regardless of whether you sit in the C-suite or are just starting out your career. And contrary to what you might think, it can be a lot easier than you think. In this brief episode, we'll look at three examples of powerful resources created by amazing guests on this show. We'll look at the resources they created to serve others, accelerating their mission and impact, and ultimately their own careers and businesses. And we'll wrap with the practical lessons to take away from their stories so you can create your own powerful resource. The first example, the incredibly dynamic and amazing Lisa Saludra, founder and general partner at R3i Capital, venture capitalist extraordinaire that invests in the deep tech space. She's global, based in Europe, with deep roots in Asia. Listen to how Lisa created a valuable ecosystem to help global founders and researchers, and in so doing, serve her larger mission to enable better distribution and access to capital and level the playing field in the investment and founding space for underrepresented groups. Listen here.
You build immense power from building community, and you've created, or you've affiliated and created ecosystems.
Yeah, communities are there for a reason, right? You want to be a co-creator in your community. You want to have a sense of belonging in your community. You want to be made smarter in your community. And I used to sit on the board of Australian Alumni Singapore, which is 47 Australian university alumni's under one roof. And that was the common glue that bound all these different academic institutions with all these different cultures. It bound those alumni together to want to be in the same place and to want to build relationships with one another. Economic development is really driven by people-to-people ties. People-to-people ties are built within communities. Now, in the old days, we used to be always physically bound, but that went out of the norm with COVID. And so now I've built a 7-floor metaverse. And why a metaverse? Well, because in a digital metaverse environment, people are more open, people are more transparent, people are more likely to feel like they have psychological safety in order to engage, and it's a much more inclusive place for women. But the other reason is because of global geopolitics. We've never lived in a more complicated time. I'm in the business of deep tech. I have one mission, and that's to keep my researchers and my founders safe. And so now they live in the metaverse. Everyone we invest in gets an office in the metaverse to house their team. No one needs to know where they live. No one needs to show up on their front door unless they are invited. And that is an absolutely huge transformation for most founders. Not only that, we can reduce the rent by $2 million a year. That helps. We've got an entire floor dedicated to women that has places to work, places to play, and places to engage and bring large audiences in and share. So we tried to build a home that was welcoming, conducive, and once again, going back to the point, building in that psychological safety within the community.
The key takeaway? Identify and tap into an underlying need by thinking creatively and then taking advantage of the moment. Lisa brought critical people together, providing them a valuable ecosystem. And in so doing, created and started to grow that valuable ecosystem that addressed many of the barriers they faced and was critical to getting her business and the funding off the ground. Now, in hindsight, Lisa's solution might seem, with the advancement in technology in the last year or two, like an obvious solution. But at the time during the pandemic, it was not obvious. It was sharp thinking, ahead of the game, and fed into her larger mission: level the playing field in access to capital, serving startups. Lisa and her team created that. And Lisa has consistently done this, building out an incredibly valuable ecosystem. Listen to that entire interview. She opens doors, huge doors, for women in VC and as founders. Among some of the things that she's done, co-founder of She Loves Tech, a global movement to get more girls into coding, and has been instrumental in bringing women VCs and founders together. Her phrase: we're hunting in packs. Indeed. Learn from Lisa. If it doesn't exist and you need it and others need it, build it.
You've been listening to 97% Effective with your host, executive coach Michael Winderoth. If this interview is making you think, make sure to share it with a friend. Now, back to our interview.
The second example on creating resources shows that you can also start incredibly small without any money, as small and simple as starting with a simple blog post. I loved my conversation with Joy Chen, CEO of the MLI, the Multicultural Leadership Institute. She's a keynote speaker, best-selling author, and focused and dedicated on helping accelerate Asian Americans into leadership positions. In that episode, Joy shared her secret sauce to career growth, and a huge driving part of what got her to the top of not one, not two, but three industries without ever applying for a job. Listen in as she talks about her idea of UAF, That's right, UAF. And how your influence can shatter glass ceilings.
As you kind of look back, and is there any piece that, you know, we're missing here that really kind of also helped you?
You know, I would say there's one thing that I have been doing is I've always been trying to find a way to give value into the world for free. Mm. I created a framework that became quite famous in China called UAF. Do things that are useful, amazing, and free. Yeah. So when I was an executive search consultant, this was in like 2005 to 2009, and I started a blog on the unwritten rules of the game. And I made it specifically for Chinese study abroad students. And that blog went viral. And that blog became the number one career resource for Chinese study abroad students around the world. Now, there also was no other career resource serving them. So, you know, it was probably the best and the worst. But then a publisher in China reached out. So I spent a year writing a book called San Shi Sui Tian Bie Jie Hun, Do Not Marry Before Age 30. As you said, and I followed up with a second book called San Shi Sui Tian Shi Er Wei, How to Get Lucky in Your Career. And that launched me on a new career in China as leading a global leadership training company based in Beijing. I've always been finding ways to volunteer and create things that are free, but that are really high quality, like the blog Yep. that I made. So by now, I've worked at the top of three industries on three continents. And the crazy thing is, I never applied for any of those jobs. Mm. They all came to me.
They came to you.
I was always invited. Isn't that better that way? And the crazy thing is, like, I feel, looking back, I think this UAF thing, it causes me to suck in new opportunities on a continuous basis, right? So whether it was, you know, becoming CEO headhunter, people saw the things that I was doing as deputy mayor. The UAF I've been doing has started from my heart, started from my doing things that I just like to do. I like to write. That's why I started a blog, right? So totally started by me. And me figuring out an intersection between what I like to do and where there's a gap, a need in the world that no one else is doing. When you do something that is incredibly high quality, that comes from your passion, and that really serves people, what happens is people are like, oh my God, look at this. And then they pass it on to their friends. And you suddenly get this army of people who are selling you or, you know, marketing you. And then somebody like 2-3 steps removed from you is like, oh wow, look at this cool thing. I've got a need that I need solved, and this person might be able to solve it. So then they come and they find me.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you think about this? And it could be out of left field. But the great thing is that I found, you know, some of them are like, you know, like, no, I don't want to do that. But some of them could be perfect. And there are opportunities, at least in my case, that I never would have imagined. Right. But it's like, wow, that is perfect. Because it was born out of something that I gave away out of my passion. So I haven't written down this UAF thing in English yet, but that really, I would say, has been a real secret sauce in my career.
The key takeaway? Provide unique value. Remember her phrase, work at intersections that matter. Ask yourself, what's an intersection around me that matters? Joy's posts that started with one of those early blog posts, and it wasn't her first, help provide her visibility, because that one stuck. It really resonated with the audience out there, and it went viral. And viral at the time was in China, so it went really viral. People wanted to share it. They found it valuable. And because of that, she also became a go-to source, filling an important gap of where to get this valuable insight and information. And recall what she says, power comes from high quality and free. And that eventually led to building out a platform, first in China and now in the States. The MLI, which she now runs out of Los Angeles, started years back with a simple blog post. You need to put something out there, so take that first step. Which leads to my third and final example, my discussion with Jewel Love, who moved from being a therapist and entrepreneur to become the founder and CEO of Black Executive Men. Jewel started small, but very intentionally and strategically to create what has become an incredibly valuable resource that has grown over time. And he has done that in an underserved, important arena, helping Black men crack the code in corporate America. Listen here.
I mean, you've brought together a powerful combination there of coaching, the benefit of peer coaching, and mentorship. Boom, put it all together. You're creating the network.
I love talking about the network because in the Black community, especially college grads, there's a lot of guys that are in fraternities. There's the Alphas and the Kappas, there's the Omegas, there's different guys. There's the Boule, which is like this professional fraternity for Black men. Let's get into what we have at Black Executive Men. We're not a fraternity at all. This is just to support our guys that in corporate America are typically the only Black man in their level of seniority on their team, possibly their division in, you know, small tech startups, the entire company. So it inherently can lead to this isolation only lone wolf positioning. So what we do is we pair up current clients, call it our buddy system, with former or other current clients that can talk to them about certain industries or certain companies. Maybe they have connections with the hiring manager or recruiter at that company. Five times more likely to get a job if you're referred internally than if you're doing cold applying, right? It's just the way it works in corporate America. It's networks. So we build that for them so they can have all these inroads at other companies, first and foremost. The second thing is having the network, mentoring opportunities from Black men that are at a senior level at, let's say, their company or another company. They can talk to about how can they climb the ladder. What are the things that they need to be aware of as a Black man and how they move, say, don't say, position themselves, et cetera, that this man has learned by the time that he's got there, and they can decrease that person's learning curve. So it brings them, even though it's not in their organization or in their fraternity, it brings them into the fold within corporate America, have all of these doors open for them to succeed. And that's the real benefit of having a network within corporate America. So if they're in our community, it's going to be safe. It's going to be high quality. They're going to benefit from it. They're going to get value on some level. And it could turn into lifetime friendships and business relationships that support them and add value. So the network helps guys go from lone wolf to connected. We even have recruiters that are reaching out and saying, we have a diversity effort and initiative, and we want to hire Black men. It's not just connection to a recruiter or a hiring manager. It's a recruiter and a hiring manager that their company, on their own, independent of us, has said, we want to diversify our mid-level and senior leadership.
The takeaway? Tap into the need, listen, and provide the platform that becomes even more valuable as it grows over time. And in Jewel's case, if you look at it, his platform serves important constituents. It serves the clients, the Black executive men who get valuable resources from it, but it also began to serve and create value for others who wanted to be a part of it, a network of coaches and mentors, but also corporations that wanted to identify and provide a valuable service to their rising high potential Black managers and executives. For Jewel, it was creating that connected, vetted community. He created a powerful team because sometimes, as he said, you don't know what you don't know. But you need a credible but also safe space to get those hard truths and expert advice. In summary, what are the lessons that we draw to create your own valuable resources to build your own power and influence? First, think about creating resources that are win-win-win, that serve others, that serve your cause, that can serve yourself. But to break that down, what are some of the key elements? First, what unique and implicit value can you provide to others? Think about Joy Chen, UAF, with that first blog post that tapped into a deep unmet need for a very large audience. Second, how can you enhance your visibility, brand, and deepen a powerful network that actually draws people in? Look to the example of Jewel Love and what he did at Black Executive Men, creating a connected, vetted community. And finally, and ideally, think about a resource that has some institutional permanence that then creates a recurring mechanism that continues to serve others. Think about Lisa, venture capitalist at R3i Capital, general partner there, who created that metaverse, providing a huge ecosystem that was needed by founders and researchers. Think about those core elements when you create a resource. Now, I've seen this, these principles applied in many creative ways, many of which I highlight in my book, Get Promoted. A past client that created a fireside chat at her company. She brought in speakers from the outside, invited the CEO and executives to come introduce, and then she led the interviews, which then the company marketed out. Win, win, win. Or another example, a client that started an internal podcast, enabling him to meet and interview and highlight top executives across the company, providing a value to others, highlighting those executives, and deepening his relationships. And yet another example of a client that took an important role in an industry association, providing a recurring way to continue to meet others in the field and be known by others. All of these examples created visibility and brand, deepened relationships, and provided a diverse and vigorous network, pulling people to them versus having to always push into other people's networks. So creating powerful resources is much simpler than you think. But the key, you need to get started. Because so often, we give away our power by believing we have none. Get creating. See you next week on 97% Effective.
Thanks for listening to 97% Effective, where we skip happy talk and help you break through and ascend one hard truth at a time. Help others discover this show. Leave a review and rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you like what you heard, you can get free resources, including the first chapters of Michael's book, Get Promoted, on his website, www.changwinderoth.com. That's www.changwenderoth.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.